Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. We continued in our series this week called Alive, where we're looking at the book of Ephesians, and we're basically saying every week that Jesus makes us new, kind of the big idea that we get from the book of Ephesians, and it comes from chapter 2, verse 5, where we were once dead in our trespasses and sins and now are made alive in Christ Jesus. Well, we looked at chapter 1, verses 3 through 14, and impossible to get into all the detail here, but I want to read just a small portion of it to you. It's in verse 8. It says, in talking about what Christ did on the cross, it says that he lavished his love upon us in all wisdom, insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. So I want you to just kind of think about this for a minute, that when God wrote through the Old Testament prophets the unfolding mystery of God, let's say, that as he's revealing his nature and his character, not everything was clear. That there was a lot of things that God was, you know, trying to share with the world through the people of Israel that has become more clear now in Christ. The writer of Hebrews said that in times past, he wrote through Old Testament prophets, but now he is declared to us by his Son. So when it says there that he's making known to us the mystery of his will, what wasn't clear is now becoming more clear, that God has a plan. It talks a lot in the chapter about how he predestined us unto these things to be the first called in Christ, that he had foreknowledge of things that were going to happen. In all of those statements, what is being communicated to us is that God has a plan. He's had this plan from ages ago, from before the foundations of the world, and now it's playing out and we're starting to see it. And what's the plan? I love what it says here, a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Now, just think about that. You know, we live in a culture that is so divided right now. I think that if you are, you know, of a certain age, you can think back to the way things were in your own lifetime and look at the current climate. And we are so polarized in our nation now, more so than any time I can remember, where if you are on one side of an issue, you're considered an enemy of the other side of the issue. People don't disagree very well at all. For the sake of being united. There was a time when we were all patriotically united in the generation of our grandparents to fight against the enemies and to fight against tyranny. And today we can't even agree on small issues. And if you disagree, you're vilified, right? What's interesting that Christ is actually going to unite all things on heaven and earth. The things that you and I pray about when it says to pray that, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth just as it is in heaven. That there's going to come a day that Christ is going to unite everything. That is part of the mystery of God, that he is absolutely pursuing unity for all of God's people, his creation in heaven and his creation on earth. I think the interesting thing is only God could pull that off. When I think about some of the things that we're dealing with in our country, I don't have the answers. I think, man, how would you fix systematic racism? How would you fix the problems of the political parties? How would you fix sin and brokenness in our world? How would you unite people who are absolutely against each other? Well, I do not have an answer for that. What I can tell you is God is absolutely going to do it in Christ, that Christ changing the hearts one by one and eventually coming back to restore his kingdom on earth is the one thing that will unite people. And I think until then, we are to lean into Christ and allow him to change our hearts, to love people the way that he loves them, and trust in him as he carries out the plan. There's more in the passage that I would recommend, reading and maybe even listening into the different sermons that the pastors from all four campuses are sharing this from Sunday. But until then, I would just say lean into the Lord and trust in his plan to unite our heaven and earth in a way that only he can. Father, come. Send your son Jesus to come. Until that day, give us patience and strength to lean into you. Lord, we trust in you as the plan unfolds to unite heaven and earth into one. Oh, we love you. Lead our lives this week. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Maybe just take a second and thank God that he's in control. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Until next time, God bless. Thank you.